Live from Mosaic Stadium in Regina, the Canadian Football League playoffs are on the air. Good afternoon, Rider Nation. This is Rod Peterson, and today it is round one of the Canadian Football League playoffs. The 2018 CFL Western Semifinal pits the 10-8 Winnipeg Blue Bombers at the 12-6 Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and we will know over the next 3.5-4 hours, who will come out of this semifinal and advance to Calgary for next week's CFL West Division Final 1 week from today. Of course, we all know the stats and numbers by now. The Rough Riders won 2 of 3 games in the season series this year against Winnipeg. And, of course, that included a narrow victory in Labor Day Classic 55 back here in September. But as Riders assistant general manager Jeremy O'Day agrees, with this being a playoff meeting, there's far more at stake today than the Labor Day Classic.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's playoff time, and it's a one game season for every team that's in the playoffs, and it's kind of what you work the whole season for, and the buildup that creates the atmosphere for the playoffs, and you know, it's finally the next step of trying to accomplish your goals, which is to win a Grey Cup. So naturally, there's going to be a lot of buildup for it. We're excited about it. Our players had a great week of practice, and they're focused, and we're ready to roll.
A lot of subplots in this game. There are so many, you know, there's not a lot separate. And then when you look at these two teams, can you really separate them?
Well, our two teams that are playing really well. I mean, they're coming into the playoffs with the best records for that back third of the season, right? So both teams are hot. They're playing their best football going into the playoffs, which is what you need. We've had good battles throughout the season with them. They got the best of us in the last game at their place, and we were able to win 2 earlier in the season to get the tiebreaker there. So you know, we're two aggressive teams, two highly motivated. We're you know, teams that win on momentum and controlling the ball and ball security, and so it's a good matchup. It's you know, for the fans that are watching, it's going to be a great game to watch.
And for those fans, this is the first game in the stadium. We're hoping it's going to be a sellout. I don't know if it is. We know Winnipeg's got a solid contingent, but this is going to be a special afternoon, I think. Win or lose, obviously you want it to be a win, but I think there's going to be an atmosphere in here that maybe we haven't seen since the stadium opened.
You know, you hope so. You know, we've had sellouts at Labor Day, and obviously we're hoping that Rider Nation comes out, and you know, there's been a strong tradition of this team with people showing up to watch their team plays, and you know, we've had a tradition of fans not really being concerned about whether it's too cold or not, or if it's too rainy or not. The fans show us great support, and you know, we're counting on them to do their part as well and show up for the game. And but it's nice to have the first home playoff game here at the new stadium, and you know, I'm just as excited to see the turnout and the crowd noises as the players are.
There are a lot of first-year players on this roster, guys that you and Murph helped get here. Do you take a special sense of pride seeing what they've done this year?
Well, you know, I think at first it's important to point out that you know, we've all had you know, our hand in getting those players here, and it's kind of a collaborative collaborative group of guys. And you know, one thing we take pride on is it's not a matter of who's finding a guy or where he came from. It's a matter of us making good decisions and all of us working real hard to get the best players that we can get here, and also try to develop a younger team. I think that was one of the things we wanted to accomplish when we started this 3 years ago. It's been one of those years where those guys have had to step up, and we had some tough decisions to make in training camp with deciding to go with some of the younger guys. And the idea there was to hopefully get some younger guys that could turn out to be long-term guys and be Rough Riders for a longer term. But when you do that, you also, you know, it's a lot of work on the coaches to try to get the young guys ready. The idea there was to develop them as the season went. Hopefully they become great players, and then when we get to this point of the year, they're no longer rookies at all. You know, they've played enough games where they're ready to roll.
The weather's a factor. I know I was bugging Brendan Labatt, being a Weyburn guy, if he's been telling the guys that, hey, this is just, if you haven't seen anything yet, you're an offensive lineman, you've played in weather like this. Do people make too much of this or not?
You know, I think it's all dependent on how the players react. You know, if the players are able to hand that, and if they're able to block the cold weather out and not think about it, then I think it's probably a little bit too much focus that's put on it. But if you do have, you know, a team that's not mentally strong and they're not prepared to go out and have cold hands and they have to stay loose on the sideline and do everything you can to stay warm, then it could become a factor. You know, these two teams in particular, knowing where we're located and the weather that we usually get, I don't see that being a problem. But, you know, you always have a large number of new players that haven't played in the cold that you're hoping that they're going to react well. So the nice part about it is we've had an extremely cold week of practice, just like Winnipeg has. So it's gave us a little time to get outside and do that. But ultimately, it's the game of football. It doesn't matter if it's minus 10 or plus 30. You got to go out and win the game.
At the end of the day, Prairie Pride is on the line. I expect this one to go right down to the end, and I wouldn't think anything less between these two teams at this time of year. This should be a real slobber knocker.
It should be. You know, it should be a physical game, and when it's playoff time and the weather changes, you know, it's not the same game as when you're playing in the summertime. So it's a different type of atmosphere. The balls are going to be a little bit harder than usual, where they're you know, the controlling the football and protecting the football and securing the football is a key to the game.
Jeremy O'Day, thanks a lot, and the best of luck.
Thanks, Mitch.
That was Jeremy O'Day, Assistant General Manager, in that segment for Pioneer Protector Harvest Max CR, Young's Equipment, Hal Insurance, and Casinos Regina and Moose Jaw, always entertaining. We'll go up to the booth and Rod Peterson right after this. You're listening to Saskatchewan Rough Rider Football on the Cooperators Rider Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to Mosaic Stadium, everybody. 51 minutes away from the CFL's 2018 Western Semifinal. We're brought to you by Sunbelt Rentals, Western Pizza, Flamin Sales, and your Saskatchewan Party Caucus. Mitchell Blair's with me in the broadcast booth, and it is official. The Rough Riders announced about 5 minutes ago their two scratches for today's 44-man reserve roster, and they are, Mitch, number 17, quarterback Zach Caleros, and wide receiver number 88, Caleb Hawley. Of much less interest are the Bombers' two scratches. Linebacker, well, not for them, but linebacker number 45, Jovan Santos Knox.
That's big.
And wide receiver number 84, Ryan Langford, who's one of their top kick returners. So, Mitch, the TSN report was right. Zach Caleros will not even be in uniform here this afternoon for the biggest game of the year.
Well, Roddy, that's very unfortunate, but I think, though, for those of us that watched practice this week, despite the denials from Chris Jones and him being non-committal as to how this was going to play out, we could see that Brandon Bridge was going to be the starting quarterback. Now, I don't know if Zach Caleros had symptoms after they got back to work. I believe there was a report last week that said that Caleros had run a light workout with this team on Monday before the team officially got back to work. But I know this didn't really surprise me when I saw it last night. I was surprised yesterday to see Zach Caleros come out and answer questions from the media in the pregame news conference yesterday. It just shocked me. I don't know why they would bother bringing him out. I'm guessing, too, as Mike O'Shea said yesterday, this doesn't surprise me that these games are being played. And I'm guessing this doesn't surprise Mike O'Shea that Brandon Bridge is the starting quarterback today.
No. Well, and then you talk about reports in the media. The workout Monday was closed. It was Justin Dunk of Three Down Nation that reported that Zach quarterbacked that. The TSN report last night said that Zach Caleros' concussion-like symptoms flared up this week. And that's what led to him being scratched from the roster today. It's unfortunate, and we will talk about what it means to have Brandon Bridge starting this game, but I'm with you, and there might be a case for closing practices every day in the playoffs because we wouldn't have even known if these doors were closed for practice, right? But on Friday, day three, the final full practice, Brandon Bridge was quarterbacking all of the red zone offense. Any other team reps, it was about 50-50 between he and Zach. So there was some question, but that kind of tipped my thinking to the fact that Brandon Bridge would be starting here on Sunday. And all week long, I was saying on the Sports Cage that this team can win with Brandon Bridge at quarterback. Now, I've visited with really no Bomber people, but a lot of Bomber fans in the last 24 hours, and seeing what they've been putting on social media, it was a collective whoop from them that Brandon Bridge is starting today. And I would like to say, not so fast. Now, officially, Brandon Bridge was 2-2 as a starting quarterback for the Rough Riders this year. You know how the CFL keeps stats on wins. Mm-hmm. Those two wins came in back-to-back games over the Hamilton Tiger Cats, a pretty good team, by the way, which is just mopping the floor with the BC Lions right now in the Eastern semifinal. But in the Banjo Bowl, Brandon Bridge in the fourth quarter, let's not forget, came in. The Riders were down to Chris Streveler and the Blue Bombers, and Brandon engineered two scoring drives, two late Brett Lawther field goals to win that football game. So I don't care. The lines changed, by the way.
Oh, I know.
You saw that?
Uh-huh.
The Riders were favored by 3 with Zach Caleros at starting. Now with Brandon Bridge starting, the Bombers are favored by 2.
Oh, and I didn't see it was that much. I thought it was Riders by 1 the last time
I'd Bombers seen. Favored by 2. And again, I'll say, not so fast.
No, and you know what? Yesterday, and I put this out on Twitter earlier today, Willie Jefferson said yesterday in the pregame news conference, if we come out and play our game, as in the defense playing their game, we are going to win. And that is how this game is going to be decided. It doesn't matter if Zach Caleros is the quarterback. It doesn't matter if Brandon Bridge is the quarterback. It doesn't matter if Nick Marshall is the quarterback. The Saskatchewan Roughriders won 12 football games this year, and they did it on the strength of Willie Jefferson, Charleston Hughes, and this defense. And if they're going to win the Western semifinal today, they're going to win it in a low-scoring game, and that's what I think we're going to see here today.
Well, that doesn't change whether it was Zach Caleros or Brandon Bridge who was going to have to be low-scoring. So we'll talk about that and a few more of the matchups when we return, but there it is. It's official. Brandon Bridge gets his first playoff start today against the Bombers' Matt Nichols, who's making his 4th. We're 46 minutes away from kickoff here at Mosaic Stadium, and this is the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Forty-3 minutes away from kickoff in the Western semifinal. The snow has started flying here at Mosaic Stadium. It's minus 19 degrees with the wind chill. The wind's getting up to 29 kilometers an hour out of the north-northwest. We are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, Kinexus Credit Union, Marcus in New Holland and Houston Pizza. Scruffy's with me. On the way, we're going to hear from Chris Jones and Zach Caleros. If you've just joined us, the Riders have announced that Zach Caleros will be a scratch and won't even be in uniform for today's playoff game. And Mitchell, I'm interested to know your thoughts on this. I wrote it earlier in the week, how important coaching will be in this game today. And I'm talking about play calling. The Riders' offensive coordinator, Stephen McAdoo, clearly has had to adjust things. You know that. Yep. With a different quarterback behind center today versus the Bombers' Richie Hall, who called a defensive masterpiece in early October when we were there and the Bombers won 31-0 and then just flipped the field. Paul Lapolice on offense for the Bombers, who likes to use everybody in his arsenal. He's one of the most creative play callers in the CFL, versus Chris Jones, who many would say is the best defensive coordinator in the Canadian Football League. So is that matchup overrated to you, i.e. the players will decide it, or do you think it's even more so this afternoon?
I think on the side where it's McAdoo against Hall, Rider offense against Bomber defense, because at the end of the day, the players on the Winnipeg offense and the Rider defense are who you'd expect. Harris, Nichols, Dressler, Jefferson, Hughes, Gainey. Offensively, for Stephen McAdoo today, and I think this would be the case no matter who the quarterback is, you want to make it second and manageable. So you want to get, and I don't know what your definition of positive yards on first down would be, but I would think you would want to have a point where you're 2nd and 5, 2nd and 4. You know, you don't want to be 2nd and 10. You don't want to be 2nd and 20, obviously. But that being said, and I think Brandon Bridge is going to have some opportunities today where he's going to have to stretch this field, which is something we really haven't seen him do this year. And I think that if the Bombers, you know, suck up on defense, there's going to be some opportunities there for Brandon Bridge to cash in with a Jordan Williams-Lambert or a Naaman Roosevelt or whoever. They have to find those opportunities, and they have to seize them when they're presented.
Well, they're going to blitz them a lot, and Brandon's going to have to find the open guy, whether it's a short-range pass or a deep-range pass. I think that he can do it. But, you know, when you look at the numbers coming in, these are the two best rushing attacks in the Canadian Football League. The Bombers are number one. The Riders are number two. These teams were built for days like today.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon Bridge can hand the ball off as good as anybody. So let's not forget about the importance of Cam Marshall, Marcus Thigpen for the Riders today, Andrew Harris for them, and, of course, who's blocking up front.
And here's the other thing. Brandon Bridge may not have the cerebral knowledge of this game that Matt Nichols has, but Brandon Bridge becomes a threat with his legs, and Matt Nichols isn't going to do that for you. Now, if Chris Streveler comes in, then it's a wash there because he can. But Brandon Bridge might give them a little bit of an added dimension because he can get out of the pocket. He can roll in, and we wouldn't see that from Zach Caleros. So we'll see what the Riders have. As I said, I think the Riders have known for a while that this was going to be the case. I think Stephen McAdoo has given Brandon Bridge, I don't know if he has the full playbook at his disposal, but he has enough of it that he'll be able to run this offense today with efficiency and hope, as this team has done all year, that their defense can come through with the big play at the big time.
You talk about hope. We hope Brandon Bridge plays the 60 minutes and wins the game. But if for some reason, let's say he goes down, not that he has to be pulled, but that he goes down with injury, who you want in there, David Watford or Drew Tate?
That's a great... Well, I guess by default, you'd have to go with David Watford because we've seen David Watford this year. We haven't seen Drew Tate. We saw him warming up, and, you know, he was throwing some pretty good balls as we've seen him warming up, but Drew Tate hasn't played in a football game in how long? I don't know how much of this playbook Drew Tate knows, so I think just because of default, you would have to say David Watford in that situation.
Oh, I think so, too, but when Tate showed up for his first day, we were watching the open practice on Wednesday. He looked real sharp, and you pointed out here in warm-ups. Granted, just warm-ups, but he looked very fluid, very mechanically sound. But we don't want to see him.
No, nothing we against don't Drew Tate. But yeah, just sit on the bench, put on your hoodie or your park on, and just have it, collect your game check at the end of the day, and hopefully it's the winner's one.
The third phase of the game, by the way, just before I let you go, Brett Lawther versus Justin Medlock. This will be Brett Lawther's CFL playoff debut. I don't think that can be discounted. Justin Medlock is in his eighth CFL season out of UCLA. He is a weapon. Should be an interesting matchup there. And in the return game, I think we're all giving the Riders an edge. They've got three return touchdowns on the season between Tiny Moore and Figgy. Bombers don't have one.
Well, especially with Ryan Langford out now today for the Bombers. But you're right. Brett Lawther has not been in a situation like this. Justin Medlock might be the best kicker in the CFL, and I know when I say that, people are going, what about Lewis Ward and what about Lawther? Over the long haul, I think Justin Medlock's probably the best kicker in this league. That one, it might go Winnipeg's way just because of the inexperience Lawther has, but let's hope that it doesn't come down to a Medlock field goal, whether it be from 30 or 50.
Scruffy, we'll see you at halftime.
Roddy, have a great call. I hope it's not the last one.
You betcha. The fans are filing into Mosaic Stadium. The aisles aren't full of snow, but they're certainly dusted with snow, as it will be the coldest game the Riders have played in their two-year-old stadium. We're 37 minutes away from kickoff. On the way, Chris Jones and Zach Caleros, and Luke Mullender joins us in the broadcast booth next. You're listening to the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Live from Mosaic Stadium in Saskatchewan, the CFL playoffs are on the air. Hi again, everybody. This is Rod Peterson alongside Luke Mullender. And today, for the first time since 1975, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers visit the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in the Western semifinal and round one of the playoffs. It's a tough enough battle as it is for the Rough Riders, Luke, but we've now learned that the Riders will be without their number one quarterback, Zach Caleros, for today's game. Brandon Bridge will get his first ever playoff start. So how, in your mind, does that spin the outlook on today's matchup?
This football team was 10-8. They've gotten here. They're second place in the Western Division. And the reason why that is it's been a collective effort all the way through. There is no pressure on Brandon Bridge. You have to come and be part of the collective unit today. Everybody has to play for each other. There's never been a guy on this team in 2018 that has put the team on his shoulders and willed them to a victory. That doesn't have to change today. It's the same formula. The stage is just a little bit bigger. I can't wait.
We always go through your three keys at this time of the pregame, and number one is pretty simple, but not as easy to do. Win the turnover battle today.
Yeah, in all three games this year, the victor between these two squads has won the turnover battle, Rod. Both teams have a phenomenal 151 points off turnovers this season. You got to have this battle. It's imperative. Ball security in a game that's going to be decided on the line of scrimmage is imperative. I love the fact that Cam Marshall's the lead back today because I feel like he's a wintertime back. Talked to Ryder great Matt Dominguez last year about the difference between all these Ryder running backs, and Cam Marshall reminds us a lot of a guy like Wes Cates. And the Wes Cates, he was a guy that we got to rely on and willed us all the way to victories like the one in 2007. Got to have a good back here that can keep possession of the football.
In three games in the season series, the Riders won the turnover battle by a combined 9-7. Key number two, special teams and flipping the field today.
Yeah, special teams has to flip the field. Saskatchewan's return game has been deadly all year. No better time than now to score or provide great field position that set up a score to start offensive drives. The cover teams, much is the same. You need a big game. You need to continue doing what you're doing. The cover teams are one of the best in this league. But this return game for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders is huge to an offense that's going to need some help.
Well, and we all expect the game will be won in the trenches. They always are. Key number three for you, the offensive line getting into the second level.
Going to have to run the rock today, and the O-line has to get up to Adam Big Hill on the second level in this run game. He's the heart and soul of the Winnipeg defense. If the run game's going to succeed, which it has to in order for the Riders to win today, the Hoggies have to get hats on one of the best linebackers in this league. So every time you have a double team block up to the linebackers, that chip has to be good. The offensive line has to keep their eyes on number four. Wherever he goes, wherever he scrapes, whoever's supposed to come off on things like chip blocks today has to get off efficiently and get a hat on him. Spring some room for Cam Marshall and Figgy today, and that'll get the job done.
We are 31 minutes away from kickoff in the Western semifinal at a chilly Mosaic Stadium and snowy as well. We're brought to you this segment of the Rider Nation pregame by TruFlex Canola with Roundup Ready technology. A new legacy begins. Special blend by Weiser's, Sastel, and Young's Equipment. On the way, the Chris Jones Show. This is the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Rider Nation pregame continues from Mosaic Stadium, 29 minutes away from kickoff in the Western semifinal. It's time for the Chris Jones Show, brought to you by Seedmaster, CAA Saskatchewan, McDougall Auctioneers, and AGCO. And at his pregame news conference, Riders head coach and general manager Chris Jones was again asked who his starting quarterback will be today.
We prepare both quarterbacks to play, and that's it.
What have you seen from both quarterbacks this week?
Again, we've got a lot of good football players, and we expect them to come out and do their jobs tomorrow.
Chris, do you have any doubt that Jack can play tomorrow?
Again, we're preparing two quarterbacks to play, and that's what we're what we've done all week.
As a defensive coordinator, defensive line for many years, is there are some challenges in not knowing which quarterback another team may play?
You know what? We prepare for both of their guys every single time we play. Last week I had two different breakdowns on Lule and Tien. I mean, they both are very different, you know, and different defenses affect those guys different ways.
Which one starts? Does that affect preparation?
Nah, I don't care less.
What do you think you learned from Winnipeg in the three games you played against
them? They're a very good football team. I know that. They're a three-phase football team. They're very good at defensively. They can score on you. If you give the ball away, they know how to put the ball in the end zone. And Special teams wise, you know, O'Shea does a great job with their special teams. And then offensively, I think Lapo does as good a job as anybody with the personnel, getting the ball to different guys and using the width and width of the field.
What kind of differences are there in the preparation when the weather is like this?
Again, I mean, it's cold on both sides. I mean, it's like I told them the other day. I mean, I'm about sick of talking about the weather. I mean, good thing about it is you've played good enough to be playing when it's cold. I mean, we are in Canada.
When you look at it, Chris, what was the number one thing about your defense this year in a list of positives?
I mean, finally we figured out how to play a little more solid. I mean, you know, if we can ever figure out how to not give up the big play, you know, that's when that will turn into an elite defense. I mean, we still have too many lapses where we give up, you know, a 60-yard play for points. And, I mean, if we're going to get to go where we want to go, I mean, we're going to have to eliminate that.
That is Rough Riders head coach and general manager Chris Jones. We're down to 26 minutes away from kickoff in the Western semifinal. When we come back, we will hear from Zach Caleros. This is the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. ...24 minutes away from kickoff in the Western Semifinal here at Mosaic Stadium in Regina. We're brought to you by the Cooperators. See Chris Olson at Olson Insurance Group in Saskatoon, Capital Auto Mall, Nick Service, and Houston Pizza. We now know that Zach Caleros will not only not start in this football game today, but he will not even dress. He was one of the two scratches from the Riders' 46-man reserve roster announced almost 1 hour ago. But Caleros did meet with the media yesterday and was asked if the Riders' refusal to name their starting quarterback has played games with the Bombers.
You know, I guess it remains to be seen, and you know, it'd be a better question for Coach O'Shea and Coach Hall, obviously, from a game planning standpoint. But this is how we decided to play it.
Do you feel fine? How do you feel?
I feel good.
There's no leftovers from what happened on October 27th?
I feel okay.
It's been a while since you had a playoff game. How excited are you for this?
When was the last one? 2016? Very excited. Very excited to be here, in front of Rider Nation, the 13th man. Obviously they're amazing during the season and just really looking forward to, I think this is the first one at the new Mosaic, breaking that in. And, seeing how riled up the people will be. This is why you play the game, obviously, is to play in big moments like this. You know, we worked so hard during the season to get to this stage, so we can move forward and try to attain our goals, right? So, you know, we're very excited for the opportunity against a very, very good football team. The team's been playing really well lately.
When did Blue Bombers force a lot of turnovers? So what have you guys been working on this week as far as ball security?
That's me. We talk about that every week. Obviously, if you win the turnover battle, you have a very good chance of winning the game. And, other things play into that as well. Eliminating penalties, drive-stopping penalties, and those things. But again, they seem to be a team that feeds off of that. They do a really good job on defense of stripping the football away, intercepting the football, mixing the different looks up. And when they do get a big play, they really feed off each other, that energy. It's definitely contagious. You can see it on film. And, credit Coach O'Shea for the culture that he's established in Winnipeg with that. So it's going to be on us to, stay ahead of the sticks on first down. We have manageable second and six, second and five, second and four, so they get into more predictable things. And again, so we can play more effectively.
That is Saskatchewan Roughriders quarterback Zach Caleros, who again will not play here in this 2018 CFL Western semifinal. We're down to 21 minutes away from kickoff. When we come back, we'll go down to the sidelines. This is the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. ...18 minutes away from kickoff in the 2018 CFL Western Semifinal. We are at Mosaic Stadium in Regina, brought to you by Salford Group, Connexus Credit Union, SaskTel, and Flamin Sales. Well, both teams have heaters down on their benches, but this guy does not. Rider Radio's Michael Ball is our sideline reporter today. Let's go down to him now on the Rider sidelines.
Thanks, Rod. Ready to go, man. I'll tell you what, all things considered, Rod, where I stand on the Rider sideline just beneath you, there's hardly any wind, at least from my vantage point. So if it stays like this the rest of the day, we're in for, you know, all things considered, a good afternoon for football. The field conditions are a bit dicey, so you'd have to think that favors the offensive side of the ball. And like I said, Rod, on Remembrance Day, we can watch our favorite football team in a brand new stadium, first ever playoff game. So many veterans gave their lives for us to enjoy this day, so we got nothing to complain about, my friend.
Well, Ballsy, for many, many years, you've been doing the sidelines on some cold afternoons. Have you done worse than this here today?
You know, I can't think of it. You know, that Grey Cup in 2013, Rod, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm in for hell that week leading up to it. But I'll tell you what, that day was a beautiful day. This is probably right up there with the coldest. But like I said, right now, you can't complain, my friend.
All right, well, we'll take a look at the weather conditions when we come back. We're down to 17 minutes away from kickoff. Riders and Bombers coming up. This is the Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Fifteen minutes away from kickoff here at Mosaic Stadium. We're brought to you by Young's Equipment, Casinos Regina, and Moose Jaw. Always entertaining. Your SAS Party Caucus and Pioneer Protector Harvest Max CR. Everybody's been talking about the weather. Well, here are the official weather conditions for Edder Seeds. It is cloudy, overcast, I would guess. Minus 10 degrees Celsius, that's 14 above Fahrenheit, with the wind coming out of the north-northwest at 27 kilometers an hour. That makes it feel like minus 19 Celsius or minus 2 Fahrenheit. Weather conditions for Edder Seeds, your special crop buyer and processor just east of Regina off Highway 33. Online at edderseed.com. Riders pregame injury report is far too long. On the one-game injured list with undisclosed injuries are receiver number 83, Devin Bailey, linebacker Brandon Bartlett, offensive lineman Darius Bladick, D-tackle Mikhail Brooks, center Dan Clark, defensive lineman Paul Dawson, defensive lineman LeVar Edwards, wide receiver Shaq Evans, D-tackle McKenna Henry, cornerback Jovan Johnson, running back Trey Mason, receiver Kenny Shaw, and offensive lineman Taron Vaughn. On the six-game injured list are safety Marc-Olivier Brouillette, linebacker Adrian Clark, kicker Tyler Crepina, wide receiver Jake Hardy, returner Christian Jones, DB Denzel Radford, and rookie linebacker Mika Tights. The pregame injury report is for Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association. Injuries cost. Stop. Think. Save a life. A limb. Your bottom line. Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association wants to remind you that safety pays. And now we're just moments away from kickoff in the 2018 Canadian Football League Western Semifinal. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders and Winnipeg Blue Bombers are coming up next right here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.